When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And they come out of every door like,
what was that noise?
I said, that was me singing.
Whose podcast?
Oh, I'm serious. That just happened. Maddie, her face turned red.
Who did?
Maddie went and checked out the noise, only to find out that it was me.
You singing?
They went out to yell at me, probably. They said, John David's here.
Yeah, he's too loud.
Then they saw it was you and said,
well, I was.
Oh, never mind. It's fine.
I was like humming a song, and I was like, well, the acoustics here is kind of cool. And so I just hollered. Just to tell you, all the doors started open.
Everybody opened
They thought
the
somebody was
it's
in
a,
trouble.
It's a different vibe up here.
Call 911.
Ever since they moved in these studio nerds, it's a different vibe at the Duck Commander offices.
We call them the studio nerds.
Well, since I see the clock running, welcome, folks, to the podcast.
And we didn't even know he started.
Yeah. And we've got a guest, my nephew, Jason Robertson. Yeah. Phil's one of Phil's sons.
You can call me Jace.
I call him Jace.
Forever.
If you want to. I don't care.
Well, what have you been killing or catching?
I love it.
Before we go further,
Jace, I just need you to know this is number 300.
Episode number 300.
That is the first time Si has ever done the introduction to this. So either he wants you to talk, he's intimidated by you, you've got him nervous, or
maybe he's just really
excited.
For 300, we just wanted the fight to finally happen on camera.
The deal about that is it's none of the list. Okay.
He had, it's like the guy that ran for president.
None of the above.
Well, thank you.
That's interesting that he would do that. I like this. This is fun. You
know, episode
this has already started fun. So.
Is that in the theme of that? Wasn't there a movie, something, 300, they were the last survivors?
Yeah, we figured this is going to be like the Battle of Sparta with you two face to face, since he basically says,
he kills
you're
all
full of
us.
Bull, and you know.
Hey, but the other day, I had to tell you this. I went for a deer hunting with Jay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're sitting on what we call a corridor.
Yeah.
Look, and it's a light drizzling rain. We're deer hunting.
Got it.
Hey, I seen 25 squirrels.
25?
25. I counted them.
Do you have your glasses on?
Yeah. Oh. No, I don't need them anymore, son. I got that fixed. But look. It was at both cat squirrels and fox squirrels, and that's on Phil's property. I was shocked.
I hadn't seen 25 squirrels down there
the whole time we've lived here. I hadn't seen 25 squirrels, but I seen them the other day. I mean, every time I look around, there's two, there's three, there's one.
So I'm still angry because I went squirrel hunting and killed 7 squirrels, and I wouldn't tell him.
And he won't tell me where he went to do it.
What? This is a personal thing that keeps coming up.
I know
where.
How long ago was this?
Not long.
I know where he hunted. Okay. The man lives in a gated community.
Well, there's one gate, and the community is like 7 houses.
Okay, and there's
them neighborhood squirrels.
Oh, yeah. And there is a lot of oak trees in this neighborhood. Okay, and nowadays they've got a little thing that you can put on a .22 rifle.
Oh, geez.
All it says is,
That's all. Even if he is, he ain't. He don't live in the city limits.
Well,
he don't live in the city limits. Yeah. So fire at will.
I'm not breaking any laws.
He ain't breaking any laws. No. But I'm just saying that's where he's got a sweet spot. Okay, he ain't gonna tell me about.
Well, I mean, you act like that's a problem. You used to shoot him off the porch at Phil and Kay's without a suppressor with us in the duck call.
Well, hey.
So
and like, then, man, hey, man's got.
And all of a sudden, you'd hear.
Yeah, he'd hit the tin roof above our heads.
Oh, no, like, no. They in there putting those, like, kink, and you'd hear thud.
Yeah.
Then you'd hear bam, and that's the ladder going on the top of the, you know, leaning against the building, and I'd climb up there and get my squirrel off the top of the building.
True.
But you're mad at Jace for neighborhood squirrels?
Well, he don't tell me where his sweet spots are, because, hey, everybody knows my favorite wild game is a tree rat.
I invited you. Tell him that.
Well, he was real nice.
I invited him to eat.
Because he knows it's my favorite. Okay, yeah. So he did say, hey, look, I killed 7 the other morning, and we're fixing to have them. They're, you know, half and half, old and young. So, hey, we're just going to put them in a pot and throw some dumplings in there with them.
Yeah, we're going to swirl and dumplings.
Mrs. K's dumplings.
I like it.
Miss K's recipe.
So, yeah, so we had, you know.
So that took the sting out of it.
A little bit.
Do neighborhood squirrels taste better than wild squirrels?
Do what?
I just got to figure. I grew up on that street, and those squirrels were very safe.
Hey, if I had a bunch of squirrels.
I was wondering, but I would say, because I would know, I would say they taste exactly the same.
Okay.
I figured they might taste it even a little better because they feed them corn and everything else. You know,
those squirrels got to be relaxed.
Hey, yeah. Plus, you know. Yeah, a buddy of mine had one, and hey, look, I'm telling you, when I walked in his house, he's got a cage, and I thought it was a baby fox.
Oh,
no,
Lord.
No, I'm serious. This squirrel weighed 15 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, and hey, I'll put my hand on the Bible on that, okay?
Well, I have a Bible here. I don't want you to touch it because I want you to make it to heaven.
Well, no, because I was.
And he'd hate to tarnish his Bible.
Hey, no,
he believes it.
There ain't no way a 15 pound squirrel.
This buddy of mine, he fed that squirrel everything. You know, I mean, the squirrel ate Snickers for crying out loud because it had peanuts in it.
It was a raccoon.
No, I'm telling you, look, he had his cage hooked to the window where the squirrel had a little rotating door that he could go in and out. You know.
Oh, man.
You know, so I walked in and he was out in a tree and I looked and I said, what is a baby fox doing up in a tree?
It was a marmot.
You know,
How are we 300 episodes in and I'm just now hearing this one?
I looked it up on the internet, the largest squirrel ever. And look, you know what the first thing that came up?
What?
Was a picture of you.
I'm glad I invited you. That's a good one, boy. I gotta tell you. Hey, ain't no Tommy Topper on this one, baby.
I'd actually done that, so I was waiting for you to say what it said.
Well, hey, I like it. You can't spell squirrel without S-I. And look, Uncle Si looks like a squirrel.
Well, you dressed up as one that one time. Wasn't that a squirrel or was that a beaver? You dressed up as something on Duck Dynasty. Oh, I don't even remember.
I've done so much on Duck Dynasty, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, man, alive.
You know, I liked to get shot because I was acting like a turkey.
What?
Oh, when him and Jace went turkey hunting.
That was dangerous. There's a thin line between becoming the hunter and the hunted.
The hunted.
My goodness gracious. Well, Jace, it is good to have you. I do like that you carry on your dad's tradition of not giving up your hot holes. That's pretty good.
Well, ever since my mom got so angry, I mean, Si was hunting off the front porch. I mean, infuriated her.
I killed 4 or 5 limits off of the porch.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm aware because we ate them all.
Oh, hey, yeah.
But after you left, my mom, your sister-in-law, walked in the field and said.
Well, a few times she got kind of hostile with me when I came in.
She said, it's me or your brother. Tell him to quit killing my pet squirrels.
And what Phil say? Well, it's been nice knowing you, darling.
So you think in a battle of choosing, you'd win over Kay?
No, Phil told him, said, hey, Si, lay off the squirrels. Go find somewhere else to hunt.
Put your 22 up when you're at my house.
So how's duck season been?
Duck season, the first, I would say, 8 or 10 days.
It was good.
It was, yeah. We were smoking them. Mainly gadwalls and teal, which was unusual. I mean, our hole is usually big wood ducks and mallards. Yeah. Yeah. And this was all gadwalls and teal, which was fun. I love eating the green-winged teal. And I got a guy who loves eating gadwalls, so it works out great.
That's a great. That, can I get his number?
He gets a gadwall.
He's not 400 yards from here over at that hardware store. And look, he does a dance every time I pull up. And look, his favorite ducks. Here's his top three. Shovelers, blue-winged teal, and gadwalls.
Well, boy, do I have something for him.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's all we've been killing.
Yeah, you got the setup for him, haven't you?
I asked him last time. I said, have you ever had your palate tested? Yeah. He said, what'd you call me?
Yeah. I think he burned his tongue as a young youth, and they never come back.
I know some kids like him. They eat garballs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not making this up.
Oh, no.
He loves the mustiness of duck. He loves that. My buddy Barrett convinced me they were good to eat, and I said, there's no way.
No.
Because he stinks when he's alive, breaks like rule number 14 of things you eat in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Mm. If it stinks while it's alive and functional,
yeah,
that's out.
It ain't getting better.
So he goes and I don't know, you know, where he got the spoonbill, but he has this chef, professional chef, smoke it, and he wrapped it up and overnighted it to me in a little ice chest. And this was last duck season when I get it. We break it. When I opened that ice chest, though, the smell hit me. Phil said, I ain't doing it.
Foul odor.
He wanted us all to try.
Yeah, foul odor.
And I took a bite of that because he claimed it was good.
Oh, no.
Terrible. Made me gag.
Nope.
That's somebody who's raised in South Kansas, man. Right. You can't go off that palate.
Yeah,
people are weird.
He too far away from good food.
No, it just means he thought if you put enough smoke on anything – It would just taste smoky.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's like, hey, that was like the garballs. I was watching them when they was eating it, and when they bit into it, it's kind of like crab cake. It starts falling all apart. And
it
there was
not
a lot
good.
Of onions, a lot of garlic.
Yeah.
My truck still smells like it from driving those kids over here.
Oh, no.
In a shocking turn of events, Goblin ate three of them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Crushed them. Crushed them.
Well, I can hear him now. Hey, my damn. Hey, my friend.
Ain't, man.
Oh, man alive. Well, let's take a break. We done got into this thing. We'll be back right after this.
Hey, look, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know we're not superstar athletes. We're just regular dudes.
Regular dudes.
Who do regular things.
That's right.
And it's important to stay regular and to stay healthy to be regular. So it's important that we take supplements of the highest quality. And that's why we've been partnered with AG1. How long have we been drinking AG1, Philip?
A long time. Probably about 3 years for us.
Yeah, and unlike a lot of those other brands of supplements, AG1 conducts a bunch of testing to set the standard for purity and potency, and it's researched and developed by an in-house team of scientists, doctors, and nutritionists. Are you a scientist, doctor, or nutritionist?
Negative.
So how are we supposed to know? That's why we go with AG1, because they've got decades of experience in their field. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. Philip, you made a pack right here. It's that easy.
I did. I knew I was doing the duck call room this morning, and so I waited to do my AG1 here.
Right there.
And look, we never miss a day when we drink our AG1, me and my wife, Alicia, and we've loved it for a long time, and it's really helped us out.
Yep. And we know we can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because they obsess over product quality, the standards of manufacturing partners, and sustainable practices. Taking care of your health shouldn't be complicated. And that's why AG1 simplifies this by replacing multiple health supplements like multivitamins, digestive aids, immune support, and more in just one scoop or travel pack. Philip already did all that while we were doing this ad.
You can definitely tell when you miss a day and you don't drink it.
Yeah.
Some time goes by, you're craving to go back and drink your AG1.
AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes vitamin C. Mm. Can't get enough vitamin C and zinc. To support my immune health, look, it all started back when Superman himself, Christian Huff, started drinking AG1, got us all on it. We're not Superman,
And I'm not going to be able to lift the weights he lifts, but I'm going to be able to feel great every single day by drinking AG1.
And you're going to have better gut health.
Better. Yeah, that's important for me. Look, we've been partnering with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/duck. That's drinkag1.com/duck. Check it out.
I never finished my duck season report.
You never finished the story on here. Not with sitting across. Yeah,
there's a lot of things that never get finished.
Yeah, he's a pirate.
It's a start. It's a start, and then somebody says something, and we have.
Well, I'm saying I want to tell the Jay story. Are we back rolling?
Yeah, we're back.
You tell the story.
We're back rolling. You just have to remember your uncle is a story pirate, so it may take you the full 50 minutes to get your story.
Because in the middle of this, he'll go, that reminds me.
So there I was 8 minutes ago telling you about the duck season. It started off like a house of fire, and then all of a sudden, they left.
All that's left is the smoke.
Now, I don't know if it was the full moon. The full moon happened at the same time. We don't have much water.
No.
And then it just turned into a ghost town. I mean, it was like 1, 2, 0, 1. And then all of a sudden, we had a special day. And I was hoping Jay would be here. And I can't believe I hadn't told you about this. Because when this happened, I wasn't sure that we were going to get his head to fit in the four-wheeler on the way back. I thought he's got to ride in the back.
Oh, Stone?
It was legendary. The man had a legendary day. To my knowledge, I don't believe I've ever seen this happen. And I've been duck hunting since I was 8 years old. Somebody did the math because I hunt about 70 to 75 days a year on average since I was 8. So we're talking 4,000 duck hunts if you throw in a few evenings where I hunted twice in one day. I've never seen this before. So we go out there. Not thinking we're going to shoot any ducks because we've had them 3 or 4 days in a row. A wood duck comes over 5 minutes, you know, after legal shooting hours has begun. I think my dad, poop, one shot, perfect fold, hit the water. And I think Jay's the one said, well, that was it. I hope y'all enjoyed it. So he was right. Nothing else happened. Until about 8:30, we had seen one mallard drake, one teal, and two gadwalls, and a smithering of woodies. That's all we had seen. Mm-hmm. We had one shot. There's been one shot fire.
Yeah.
So I said, well, look, I'm going to go get the boat because the water's low, and we have to park. I have to drop everybody off because some of our members of our party. We're running some kind of Uber blind service here, dropping people off, taking the boat back, bringing the P-Row back. Yeah.
Hey, this is the lame, blind, and deaf.
Thank you, sir. I wasn't going to say it, but that's true.
This is the new AARP hunting club.
So it's a workhouse to go back and get the boat.
This is how you could think, well, where did it come from? Probably a nursing home.
Yeah. So you're helping everybody up. You got rails on the steps, and, you know, it's. We're thinking about just making it where it's wheelchair
friendly. You know,
yeah, right. I mean, that's really, because right. That's where we're headed.
That's where we're headed. That's right.
Everybody going to have one a size machine.
So we got
fucking Knox.
So at 8:30, we've now moved on to, because here's Phil. I mean, look, we have one wood duck, and this is day four. We're averaging one a day the last 4 days. And Phil said, well, where are we headed tomorrow?
Yeah, where are we going tomorrow?
Well, I'm looking around like, well, this is the only water we got. And he starts naming the possible spots we can go, which are all visible to me right now. Like, well, if we move 200 yards over there, pretty sure the
we're probably going to see the same thing we saw this morning.
Yeah.
So I said, well, look, there's one hole I can't see. It's behind the blind. It's 300 or 400 yards.
So let me go check it out.
I said, let me slip over there and check it out. So I take my gun, just because that's what you do. Hunting season is open. I go back there. It takes me 30 minutes. I slip back there. I'm trying to peer through the brush, and I look up, and I say, I know what that is. I see a green head. But I looked around, and that's the only one I saw. Well, about that time, I was figuring, because he was a little bit out of range, Because if it would have been a bunch of them, I would have slipped out and said, well, let's go hunt here. Yeah. We got a bunch of mallards. But I remembered, oh, we saw a mallard drake earlier today. I found him. Yeah. He's right here.
Yeah, he's right here.
So then I went into, I'm fixed to shoot this mallard drake. So about the time I made that decision, he saw me. Because I'm standing in some brush, but I could tell he saw me.
Yeah.
And so instead of getting up and flying, which is what he should have done, he just started swimming the opposite direction. So I just took off running because now I thought, well, maybe that's something wrong with him. Or maybe it's one we shot earlier in the year and he's crippled. I mean, so I just took off running out of the brush and he just started swimming faster. And I was like, well, there's definitely something wrong with him. And then he was like, wait a minute, he's gaining ground. He just jumped up. There was nothing wrong with him and started flying. But he had just got into range where I thought, I think I can take him. So I, big lead. I was bearing down like, you know, I was deer hunting. I mean, this is my one chance. Boom. And it was 1,001, 1,000, poop.
He folded.
He just folded. And I was like, hoo-yah! I let out a vocal, hoo-yah! I got him. Well, when I shot, I heard some ducks get up. And so as I'm going to get this mallard drake, I hear, because I can hear them shoot now. All of a sudden, I hear, boom. I hear one shot. I was like, well, they might have got something. Well, then a little later, boom, I hear another shot. A little later, boom, 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 I hear three shots. And then I hear, boom, I hear another shot. So I thought, well, maybe they killed a couple. I mean, maybe some came in. Maybe I spooked some. I didn't know what happened. So I go back, get the boat. Well, I pull up there, and there's a pile of ducks. They got a pile of ducks, and they're all grinning, you know, and high-fiving. And I'm like, what happened? And they're like, when you went in there, it would be like one teal would come out, and Jay was standing on my side of the blind, which was the one teal we saw earlier. And Jay just, boom.
Which is where they come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That direction.
Three gadwalls came over, and Jay went boom, boom, and my dad, boom, shot the other. But there was no misses. And then a single woody come by, Jay, boom. Then two woodies came by, the last shot I heard, and Jay raised up one shot, boom, both of them. Both of them
folded.
Dad folded. Well, then it occurred to me that we had only seen five or six ducks that wasn't a wood duck. We now have nine ducks, and we've only shot eight times. And Jay has his limit. Three gadwalls.
Two gadwalls,
three woodies, and a teal, and he's only shot five times.
Old Stone.
He was like, boys, I shot five.
Oh, I got mine.
And I killed six ducks.
Yeah, y'all have fun.
And we only saw, Jason, and we only saw total 12 ducks fly by. We got nine of them.
Yeah, that's
so
pretty
tomorrow, accurate. We're looking forward. We're looking forward to
three.
Killing all
we
three.
We got three that we might get a shot at. Now, the field was, hey, well, where are we going?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe Jay didn't tell y'all that story.
Well, he ain't been here.
Because, look, everybody we saw in between there, the lair, Phil's house, and he told the story. Well, I saved a shell today.
That's a good thing he ain't got social media.
I only shot
then.
Five times, but I did kill my limit.
That's impressive.
That happened.
Which is impressive.
I told him, I said, that's legendary. Oh. You need to just quit.
Hey, you can do worse. You can do worse than that tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey, put your gun up. Me and you will go deer hunt.
Yeah.
So the split ended, and I was glad. And
yeah, me
so
too.
Now we got 2 weeks.
We got some desperate Saturday. We went and shot jacks in the rain.
Ooh,
really?
That's desperate.
Oh, that's fun.
It is fun, but it was desperate.
Have you figured out how to eat them?
No.
Well, I got it.
No. I got the recipe for that.
Oh, don't know.
You can borrow it.
Oven, cedar board, eat the board. Oh, yeah.
Throw the duck out and eat the board.
Yeah, we know.
So you've told us that like 27 times. Well, hey, look.
But what you do is you camouflage them in amongst other ducks, and you deliver them. You don't give somebody a load of jacks. That's mean.
Yeah, you can't.
But you put you a couple of breasts in there amongst some gads and some teal, and they're like, boy, that one was a little off.
Kind of like it's like a rotten egg. Yeah. If you got 12 eggs from somebody and one of them was rotten, you wouldn't feel too bad. You'd just say, oh.
No, oh, man, they had a bad one.
Hey, one out of a dozen. Hey.
Problem is, you got to keep a track of in your mind who you gave them to. That way you don't hit them again and then they start judging you. So, exactly. You know, that's or true. Then they say no the next time.
Yeah, because when you start handing them out, They said, wait a minute, oh, you take these three back.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt.
I got them last time, and they ain't no good.
Yeah, it's like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
I gave some of them to the boys that put Christmas lights on my house. So there you go.
There you go.
They were happy to have them.
Martin?
Yeah, buddy.
What's the greatest piece of mail you've ever gotten?
I don't know, man.
You do.
What?
It's a mattress, and it came from Helix.
Is that
not the best thing ever? You open a box, boom, you have a mattress, and you're like, a mattress in the mail? I don't know. And then it's like the most comfortable mattress ever because it was tailor-made for you because you took a two-minute quiz, and it was like, hey, you're exactly what you need. Boom. And you're like, wow, this is the most comfortable thing on earth. Thanks, Helix.
It
came in the mail.
I will have to say, until you get a mattress in the mail, you never realize how tedious going to a mattress store actually is to find the one for you, where you can sit down and in 2 minutes answer all the questions, whether it's for you, you and your wife, your kids, whatever. Fill out the questionnaire and they send you a mattress that's made for you, because that's what they do. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress brand that provides tailored mattresses based on your unique sleep preferences. They have 20 unique mattresses, including award-winning Lux Collection and a mattress for, shocker, big and tall sleepers. That's your boy. And even a mattress made just for kids. And now Helix is bringing us their most premium mattresses yet with the new Helix Elite Collection. Every Helix Elite has a built-in cooling cover, thousands of supportive coils, dual cushioning layers, and even lumbar support for a truly elevated sleep experience. So if you want to know which one it is, take the quiz. You can get it done in 2 minutes or less. And then you have a mattress that's built just for you, and it ships straight to your door.
And then you jump on it and just, hey, you're sleeping on a cloud, boys.
You can jump on it. You can lay on it. You can do whatever you want on it, because it is that, I mean, it's that well made. And there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it. So 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress.
That's right. And if you're not satisfied, which you're not, you're going to be ecstatic about how great it is.
Look. There you go. And we're all unique. We all sleep differently. That's why Helix has several different mattresses to choose from. They have models with memory foam layers, models more responsive foam to cradle your body, enhanced cooling features keep you from overheating. And if your spine needs a little extra TLC, they got you. It has a hybrid design combining wrapped steel coils in the base and foam layers at the top. So, I mean, I don't know what else you could want in a mattress. Johnny D., he's wrapped up in a pillow in a cloud every
night.
Mine
is just a soft, fluffy, beautiful cloud.
There you go.
I should go back home right now.
Moonlight, right?
Moonlight.
There you go. He's chasing the moonlight. Not only is this the best mattress we've ever slept on, but the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattress delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Don't take our word for it. Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by Wire Magazine, and it's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. Plus, they're American-made and come with a 10 or 15-year warranty, depending on which one you get. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Go to helixsleep.com/duck and use code HELIXPARTNER20. Rucker, do you know what make the best neighbors?
What makes the best neighbors?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Quiet ones.
A good fence. You know what's better than building a fence out of dead wood?
Ooh, live wood.
There you go. Building it out of live wood. Yeah. Yes. And you can do that with our friends at Fast Growing Trees. If you want shrubs to protect you from your neighbors, I say protect, but, you know, kind of shelter you in place, do a little thing. You want shrubs, you want trees, you want bushes, you want grass. They got you. Whatever you want. They got you. And that's what's cool, because, like, I planted the persimmon trees. I got one for each of the boys. I like a way to give back to wildlife. All the wildlife come eat the persimmons when they're ready in a few years. All the things. It's our way of giving back, you know. And it's really cool. And not to mention, I don't know if you married now.
Yep.
At some point, your wife's going to say, we need new bushes.
Mm-hmm.
We need new plants. Look, you know how expensive that is? Oh. It's a heck of a lot cheaper if you go to fastgrowingtrees.com, though, because they can help you out. You can type in you're in Louisiana. They can tell you what grows here, what doesn't grow here. So if you're like, man, that's really cool, but it don't grow here, don't waste your money.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's useful.
So there you go. Look, they have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. So they got like, you can grow lemons on your front porch. You can grow them in the kitchen. You can grow avocados, olives, figs, whatever you want. You can just go shopping right there. You know, you can go, I say, hey, we ain't got to go to a grocery store. Just go pick you a Meyer lemon right off the tree right there. You're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. You don't have to drive around the nursery. Save yourself time. Save yourself some money. And their in-house experts are always ready 24/7 to help you out. And look, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code
DUCK
at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code
DUCK
at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code
DUCK.
Offers valid for a limited time. Tell them we sent you.
That's it.
My wife came in like a whirlwind and just, because she, every season, she has all the decorations. We've already fought and lost the battle of I'm ever doing this. I mean, I used to help out a little bit till I fell off the roof. Yeah.
Time and out.
Have you seen my roof?
You fell off your
that's
roof?
A good reason.
I went sliding down.
Oh, no. That's
left
a
or
reason.
Right side.
That's a good reason you do not put lights on.
One, my garage, if you pulled into my garage, that pavement right there, mm-hmm. I hit right there.
That's
which
high.
Was not salt.
That's high.
Yeah.
So I got up there and I said, okay, I checked all my vitals, which I surprisingly, I mean, there was no major injury, but I just told her, I was like, if you want somebody to do this, call them because I'm out.
I got a guy.
Well, she usually calls
somebody. 6 mallards and 1 jack.
Yeah.
So now she calls somebody to do the dangerous things, but she puts the interior. And what I'm fascinated with is where was all this stuff before?
Hobby Lobby. It just showed up.
Well, I mean, she'd had to have 18-wheeler to go to Hobby Lobby. I think she got it from the premises. Our premises.
You think she found it?
No, I just think she's hoarding it somewhere. I have no idea because I hadn't run across 17 boxes that say really Christmas. A grown man can't even haul. You know what I mean? Dragging them in.
Not just at my house. It's like, hey, can you put the Christmas stuff upstairs after Christmas? And it's like, no, I actually can't. You've made it too heavy to lift.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
And then you got to drag it downstairs the next year.
Oh, yeah, November. Wow. Brittany will say, can you go up there and get them Christmas decorations? Just a couple of boxes.
Why don't they just put it in more boxes?
How do they breed during the summertime? Because it's always more than
that's
two.
I'm
like.
Yeah. See, you've been married how long?
Almost 10 years.
Yeah. So when you get to where I'm at, 33, I say, call somebody.
Call somebody.
I don't touch it. We have an arrangement, and we're fine with it now.
Yeah. That's good.
But I did look last night and say, wow.
Where was all this at?
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, trees, and she basically, her and one girl did the whole thing in, I'd say, 6 hours.
That's incredible.
So we did a weird thing, Si and I. So, you know, it's the Christmas season.
Oh, yeah.
So we actually filmed a Christmas episode at my place outside of Nashville. And what's crazy is, like, you know, we're not actors. I mean, I guess everybody's figured that out.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well, he may be.
But. So the TV people came to me and they're like, you know, they want to do a Christmas special. And I was like, well, look, duck season is open during Christmas. I usually don't like to be filming in the heart of ducks. They were like, well, no, you have to film it right before Christmas so you can have it air at Christmas because we have time to edit. I was like,
that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Well, let's have Christmas. So we did. And so it's coming out December the 17th on Fox News.
Now, I'm going to need to watch that.
Are you in it?
You're in it.
No, but I'm telling you, I've got to watch it because all the people that filmed it have said, hey, it's so good.
Well, that's going to be like the seventh episode of anything you've been in that you've ever watched outside the first six season premieres.
Well,
of
I
want to,
because like I said, okay, he's talking about it. I don't remember.
Yeah, because most of our treasure hunting shows.
I don't remember doing it.
Well, they just decided to make this a special. It's called Duck Family Christmas.
Probably because they didn't tell me anything about it. okay, this filming is, we're going to make a special Christmas.
Yeah, we just had Christmas. Yeah. And we did it. And
you know, I showed up and did something, and I don't even know what.
Well, here's what's funny about this. So we did that in 4 days, and this is how your mind works. After we got back, I was in a grocery store, and somebody said something, and I went, Happy New Year. And they looked at me kind of funny, and then I realized.
It ain't even come back close yet.
Yeah, we ain't nowhere near, and I was like, well, when it comes.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
I'm just practicing.
Incentive, and I realized in my mind, just experienced Christmas. Yeah. I just wish somebody Happy New Year. So, I mean, it does play tricks on your mind. But. What I'm excited about, I mean, the reason I'm excited about it is because they just said, y'all do what y'all do and whatever that is. And so we kind of focused on our family because we had a good time. And we focused on Jesus because really to us, that's what Christmas is about.
Well, I was fixing to say because what got me is all the film crew was saying how good a deal Missy did.
Yeah.
When she did her little part.
So at the end, we kind of, you know, what does Christmas mean to you? And they interviewed Missy and they interviewed me. Well, Missy and I, we didn't like consult before. I mean, the only thing they asked me to do a little 1-minute speech before we had the meal. And so I told Missy, I said, what do you think about this? And she said, well, why don't you just, and then whatever she said, I said, well, that's way better than what I was going to say. So I just used what she just, she inspired me. I was like,
yeah, and I'm going to use it.
That was way better.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, hey, we're one on this thing. So, but I was really impressed. I watched it. It was kind of moving. I thought, but I mean, it's a lot of fun and family stuff getting there. And we did, you know, a Christmas podcast with Si. That was fun. It was, because Si just had, if you put him in the green and red, he looks like an elf.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? No.
Oh, for sure.
That's funny that you said this, because last night, guess where me and Philip were? We went to Laurel, Mississippi. I'm dressed up as an elf in the green and the red. Philip is Santa Claus.
Really?
Okay? Oh, yeah. And the whole time we're doing this, he puts on the big baggy pants, and he's got a T-shirt on, and he walks in between. I'm in a room. Mm-hmm. The door's open. He walks through with a goofy look on his face. I bust out laughing. So he does this till he gets fully dressed with the beard, the hair, the eyelashes. Okay.
This is Philip doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're his elf?
I'm the elf.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
All right. No. We'll talk about that.
No.
Have you heard about the crematorium?
Huh?
No, I haven't. I can't believe you did this last night.
Well, because I've been
for free.
Since then, I've been telling everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And they, like you told me, they go.
Yeah. Yeah, we've already done Christmas.
First thing they do, they look and they said, it's only the 5th.
Well,
I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at least we're in December. Jace did that in August. So.
No, we didn't.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, you get into the mood.
Yeah, you get into the mood, that's right. I mean, I'm singing Christmas songs. Yeah. And
for the first time ever, Santa had to play second fiddle to the elf last night.
Yeah, which, for sure.
I mean, Philip was just there for moral support.
So what did y'all do it for?
I mean, for Jenna's company, okay? Her husband had cancer.
Okay.
You know, the guys that own the Belize Hotel, the island resort. Yeah, so
they own an island.
They own the Belize. Yeah.
Oh,
it's Ramon's Village is the name of the resort.
Yeah.
And last night I found out, hey, they won 7 awards: best resort, best staff, best food, you know, all this stuff.
In all of Belize or in all of Mississippi?
No, Belize.
That seems tough.
They live in Laurel, Mississippi.
Okay.
Wow.
And then the spirit of Christmas, they had y'all come over there and bring some cheer.
Yeah.
And you agreed to do it.
And I
that was really
this
nice.
This dude goes everywhere.
Oh, I know.
He had a meet and greet at a crematorium.
That's a true statement.
100%.
Yeah.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
I
but
don't.
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't, Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, oh, I listened to three of those.
For real?
And I said, do you listen to ours? And she said, no.
No. Well, good thing. We're
but
not
she listens
that.
To Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie
that's
category.
Right. Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You were still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com. Yeah, they
how'd that go?
They put the ad in the obituaries.
Well, no, when I look, when he told me, the first thing I
it's
said,
true. This, look, this
true
is
story.
All, this is all verified.
Thing, hey, the first
were
thing
you speaking
said,
after they were cremated or before?
No, I didn't get any. First thing I asked when I got there is, I said, "Hey, what flavor ice cream y'all got?"
Yeah,
you know, I thought it was ice cream joint.
Yeah,
Philip said, "No."
Something about urns make you think of ice cream.
Well, I'm just saying, hey,
crematorium.
They said crematorium. I thought,
he was going to the Bluebell factory, and they're just setting bodies on fire. Yeah,
he didn't know it was the exact opposite of a place with frozen treats.
He said we hadn't quite come up with the what we how we want to market it. Yours, and I said, "Well, wait a minute, oh, dude. I ain't."
That's what you need to do. Do it. That's your next TV show.
What, crematorium?
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds. I would watch it.
I told him we'd get him a teacup
that's
put the remains in.
What is it? Ghoulish? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Ghoulish?
Yeah, ghoulish.
Yeah, that's real ghoulish.
Well, it is. You know, it's kind of it's kind of strange. Okay.
Well, it fits.
It's different.
It's very on brand for you, though.
Well, hey, it's a cheap way. Okay, because, hey.
Oh, you talking about being cremated? I'm in on that.
Well, no.
Well, once you're dead, do you really care what happens?
Thank you.
Well, I mean, I know that. But I just, you know, my wife said, hey, I want you to cremate. I said, darling, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I said, I can't picture, you know, me putting a torch to you.
Well, you don't have to do it yourself.
Well, I'm just.
You know a guy that can do it.
Yeah.
I get it. There's something that feels a little weird. I mean, my dad told me a long time ago, he's like, no, look, this is not going to be popular, Jace. But when I move on, pass on, he said, I want you just to put me in a box and just go bury me out in the middle of the woods. Don't tell anybody.
That's why Kate said, what have you thought? What am I doing here? I'm looking for my husband. He's out here somewhere.
My response was, I said, Phil, I'm pretty sure that's against the law.
Yeah.
He said, is it?
Yeah, I think this day and age, I don't think we can just go pick a spot out there on a hell hole and put you down.
He said, well, I mean, just make sure nobody follows you. I'm in this weird situation that he's much older, and I'm like, you know, this is going to happen one day, and I'm like,
all right, son.
Is that still a deal? Or you know, man,
do you even want to bring it up?
I know. I just think I'm just not because what can he do? He's dead, you know.
I can hear this. I can hear this father son talk. Hey, your name? They call you Slick Jace. Hey, don't let them catch you.
He wasn't kidding. He was dead.
Yeah,
serious. He's like, I don't want you to bury me in a.
Oh no, Phil would be happiest.
Yeah.
On the dog.
Put me on. He said, somewhere. Put me in a box. And just bury me. He said, don't tell anybody.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
I don't know. That's what he said. So I thought.
I think the whole world's going to know pretty quick because every time Cy even doesn't die, the whole world finds
out. Oh, I'm dying all the time, according to.
That is.
And I'm sure Phil's.
Cy, I've had friends of both of ours send me texts multiple times on two different occasions. Yeah. It's like, you know, is there anything we can do? I'm like,
yeah, you
stop
can say hi
me.
To him. He's alive. Yeah, drop by his house and talk to him. He's alive.
Block me from your phone because don't you think? Because they're like, heard about Cy, anything we can do?
Stop texting.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
Jace on a roll.
This has been a pretty fast 4 segments.
Yeah. Like, have we done 4?
Yeah, segments? We have.
We guess.
I wasn't sure we had actually started. For
That's how we operate.
Well, the funny
part, I hear y'all have an outline.
We have an outline. I mean, we study the Bible. I mean, our first
we can do that if you want.
Segment is a little like wonky like this. No, everybody's just kind of like, Well, it's like
we're wonky.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
I embrace wonky. Like wonky's what works for us.
Well, our problem is we got my dad there.
Yeah.
And so when you reach a point, he finally has a look on his face and he says, "Are we ever going to get to the Word of God, the Bible, which we all base everything on? Are we going to keep talking about a bunch of nonsense?" Well, you know, it's just kind of a mood.
He doesn't typically smile when he visits our podcast.
That's really not called the hard man.
He's quick to get up and walk out, too.
Yeah.
He said, "Are we done here?"
Yeah.
"We're going to take a break." He goes, "All right, see you later." "Oh, we got one more, Mr. Phil." He's like, "We going to sit around talking about nothing, or we going to pontificate the things of the Lord?"
But he laughs at himself. You know, that time that Willie did that, I don't know if you ever saw the impersonation that he did.
We've played it on
this podcast.
Oh, we
played it here.
That was hilarious. But my dad laughed about that.
At church, okay. Well, yeah. Okay.
If you're a first-time listener or whatever, Willie basically read the church bulletin in Phil's fire and brimstone sermon speech. So he was like, potluck dinner, you know, what you would normally say, potluck chicken dinner. So Willie's reading it like, "Potluck chicken dinner this Sunday. Everyone is welcome."
All chicken eaters.
You know who else ordered chicken?
It was
George Washington, James.
Willie was like hollering. He was like, "Chicken eater."
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That's one of the funniest things Willie's ever done.
My favorite part is the only thing missing from this is Goblin, because if everybody really wanted to know what happened in the duck call room prior to Duck Dynasty, this has been it.
This is it.
We would start about Cy seeing 25 squirrels. He'd come in with some wild tale.
Yeah.
Then there's a 15-pound one. He'd make a few reads. We'd build a few duck calls.
And then everybody'd be scared to go talk to Phil about whatever we didn't get done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Eastern Europe Mission fundraisers.
He even got the glasses right.
For those who ordered barbecue chicken plates, pick them up on your way home today. We're talking about chickens, for crying out loud.
Why is that always fun?
It is. Don't you? Then order the chicken. Pick it up from the foyer and order it.
It's still gold.
Who else ordered chicken?
He says,
James Madison, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson.
All chicken eaters.
All chicken eaters.
I only tell you this because I love you.
Yeah, and that my dad would do that. He would like get on, he gets on a run, and he's like, "Hey, I love you."
The best part of that one is, you know where the foyer's at? Hey, dude, it's out that door. When Phil got on using dude, does he still do that?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, yeah.
He's still on dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
But he doesn't rant as much on the podcast. Every once in a while he does, just not a few podcasts ago. Because it's interesting when you said this is your 300th. Well, the next one I do, which will be 2 days from now, will be number 800 for us.
I hope we don't ever catch y'all.
800. Yeah. They got something special planned, but I was like, why?
Y'all put out
800? Is there a number? I thought, what is 800?
Yeah. Is that
can you think of anything off? I mean, at least 300, you got a movie. 100, I got multiple things.
Yeah.
800, 500? Okay. Maybe so. 800?
Yeah. 800 is kind of like turning 26. Well, I mean, it just don't really mean nothing.
Is somebody on that?
Yeah.
The significance of 800.
Well, could you eat a frosting-covered Christmas tree cake? Because
if you got any brown cookies with a marshmallow in the middle.
What? I ain't got none of them.
I'll tell you what I did.
Amy, our fan, sent us a bunch of boxes of snacks. I did. Now, the Dutch pretzels did get open yesterday because I missed lunch.
That's right. He missed lunch.
Of the bag. I just snacked a little.
He snacked.
Thank you for the Christmas present. So
I tell you what I did try to do is I took a locust and poured honey on it just to, because that's what John the Baptist, and I thought, I got to try it. I mean, he ate it. It's biblical.
Yeah.
Made me gay.
Did it?
Maybe ruin the honey.
Even with the honey, it just made like me it, gag.
Hey, that sounds like it'd be good. No. Honey on a crunchy.
No, this wasn't crunchy.
No, he didn't fry. The actual he didn't fry this one.
Mm.
You know that year we had all the
they look
everywhere.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
They look crunchy.
No,
they
I
look
think crunchy. Well, the shell, I would eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
over
them,
honey.
It's them innards.
Yeah. So. I'm not eating any of it.
No, you know how they come out of their shell mm-hmm. and leave the shell?
Yeah.
Now, I can take a whole bunch of those shells, pour some honey, and act like a cereal and go to town on it. I think that'd be good. But the actual whole locust, I couldn't eat it.
Well, that's like them worms they get out of rotten logs.
They're big grubs?
Yeah, them grubs. Yeah. I don't think I could eat that.
I'd eat it.
Why would you eat that unless you were in the Lion King?
Well, it depends on how many zeros you would have at behind a one.
It depends on how hungry you are. If you're starving to death, I guess I'd eat stupid worms.
If I gave you $10,000, would you eat one?
Sign I'd probably do it for that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can throw up and get over it.
I eat Vienna sausages for this podcast, and I get paid way less, and that's basically the same thing.
But if you eat a Vienna sausage in a duck blind, it's way better.
Oh, yeah.
You eat it here, man.
Everything's better than a duck blind.
It all depends on situation. A lot of this stuff.
Take a Woody.
But for 10 grand, I'd eat a whole bag of them grubs.
Yeah,
I'm saying it's your motivation. It's not whether you like it or not.
For 10 grand, you're not going to find a lot of stuff I ain't going to at least try to choke down.
Hmm.
Okay. I can always throw up later.
What'd you make on eating hoghead cheese?
I ate a whole loaf of hoghead cheese.
That would be rough, but hey, I'd do it.
If I ate the whole thing, he was going to give me $500. On the last bite, I threw up.
Oh.
So you were disqualified.
Right, you ate it.
I was disqualified, but Willie, out of the kindness of his heart, still gave me $200.
I'm a lawyer.
Nicest restaurant in New Orleans. I'm puking in the corner.
Oh, hey, I'd hired me a lawyer.
That's funny. So he said, I'm going to give you $500. Yeah, whole thing without throwing up. Then you throw up, and he gives you $200.
Yeah, it was a great boss.
It's a very Jace move because a lot of things can be solved for $200.
I think that's the number.
See?
Is that the number?
That's the number to me. No matter what we're going to do, $200 usually works well.
You know, it's funny. Whenever I was traveling with Willie, I always had $200 hidden in my backpack just in case.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm getting home or I'm getting somewhere.
It's a magic number.
And $200 will get me there.
It's a magic number.
What was the movie where that original idea came from? Valdez is coming.
Yep. I knew.
Burt Lancaster.
I don't know. So if you watch the movie, you haven't seen it?
Oh, what no, you it? Need to see
how,
this.
How old are you?
34. Yeah.
I mean,
you haven't seen Valdez?
You need to. Night, yeah. Valdez is coming.
Is
you
that will, the name of the movie?
Yeah.
It changed my life.
Yeah.
It made me have I wanted $200 for the first 25 years of my life because $200 was something I was never going to see. It, you know, but then I realized that, you know, $200 will settle most things.
That was on just about 2 weeks ago.
And you got to remember, though, Johnny D started here before the prerequisites of Duck Commander were a thing. So, he didn't watch Outlaw Josie Wales. He didn't watch Good, Bad, and Ugly.
Once
Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah,
Valdez is coming.
Yep. Hold on. But time out. I also didn't work here in the days where we got to watch as much TV.
You had a TV in your office. Quit playing.
I actually sent several people out back kind of when I was in charge for a few years because I was interviewing them. And I mean, you know, it was all duck call related. Then I was like, have you seen The Outlaw Josie Wales? And when they said no, I said, go watch it and come back and we'll continue.
That's right. Then we'll discuss this.
That's what he told me when I started down there in duck call. He said, if you don't watch these five movies, he said, you're not going to understand a thing about what we talk about in here. And he was right.
What are the five? Valdez is coming.
Yep. Outlaw Josie Wales, Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
Tombstone.
Tombstone and Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah. That's it.
Hadn't seen a one of them.
Because Valdez, okay.
How do you
everybody
work
here?
I don't work here.
Hey, one of the famous lines.
There we go.
Yeah.
One of the famous lines on Valdez is everybody's asking, who are you? Well, when you come down to it, I'll tell you who he is. He was the head scout for Custard of the 7th Army.
So I was actually right
on. Look, he fought all the Apache wars.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't with Custard when he got slaughtered, but hey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
$200, though. Yeah. The whole movie's about $200.
That's right, $200.
An unfortunate incident of social injustice happened, and a woman was left a widow, and they basically shot the wrong guy. This happens in the first 2 minutes, so it won't ruin the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so here is Valdez that says, you know what? This is just not right.
Yeah.
And because of prejudice and different things, nobody wanted to help this widow woman. You know, they shot the wrong guy. The guy is the wrong guy. It's a mix-up. Bad intel. Yeah. You know, they just rode up there and
He killed him because the other people involved in it, he was chalking him out, and the guy shot at him.
Don't give him the details.
Well, let me say. Hey,
and so he got $100 from the town. They could raise $100 and they were going to give to this woman. And there was another guy who basically owned the town who had all the money.
Mm-hmm.
Who had way more than $100. $100 would have been like a penny. Yeah. And he wouldn't give $100. And he's said, you're going to give the $100 because I already got the $100. You're giving me that $100. That's what the whole movie about is. Will he get that $200 for this widow?
Yeah.
See?
Movie changed his life.
Here's
$200.
To this day, when I text Jace, I say, look, I got $200. I need you to do this. He says, deal.
Yeah, because to me, look,
hey, don't even ask what that is.
It's about family and kids, and I do free things and all. But look, we got family to think of here.
Yeah,
we got a kid. $200 is a nice gesture. It can get you through a day.
You still,
and it just should be the standard operating procedure for all deals, especially the ones where you're getting done a favor. You're like doing somebody a favor. I'm not charging you, but you give me $200.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask for it,
but
if you don't, I'm going to send you a video of Valdez is coming hey,
I got 170.
He's a little short.
I'm short.
You need 30 more.
Oh, you need 30 more.
That's all I got.
170 ain't going to do it.
So see, if you had seen Once Upon a Time in the West, you would know that the opening scene there, he come up and he said, do you have a horse for me? That's Charles Bronson talking.
Yeah.
And this guy's on the horse, and he says, looks like we're shy one horse.
Yep.
And Charles Bronson said,
you brought three too many.
Boom, 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 boom.
Two too many.
You brought two too many.
Yeah, you brought two too many.
Now, they quit writing stuff like that years ago.
And that also is in the first two minutes of the movie.
That is the greatest writing. You know, here he is outnumbered. I don't know how many it was, to one. He's outnumbered. And he's like, where's my horse? Looks like we shot one horse.
And then he, bam, 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 and he said, nope, you brought two too many.
They didn't realize that Charles Bronson possessed a certain set of skills at that time. And they were all right in this range.
See, because here's what happened. Okay, he kills the wrong guy, and then the rancher.
Here comes all the spoilers.
Well, no, I ain't going to give it all. The rancher and his men, okay, these are all bad guys.
Yeah, okay. Don't tell him the movie.
No, I know. But, hey, there's 20.
Yeah.
20 start out after Valdez.
Oh, we're back on Valdez.
Yeah, we done jump plots.
Now, Charles Bronson, though, the next time, it will affect you, because the next time you hear a harmonica, look, you'll
get
start.
Ready.
You'll start looking around.
Yeah. You'll start
in real life right now.
Yeah, the hair raises up on the back.
You'll start
of your
counting.
Neck.
You'll start counting horses.
That's right. Do y'all hear a lot of harmonicas in everyday life?
No,
I do.
But hey, when you hear the sound of a harmonica, trust me when I tell you, after watching the movie, the hair on the back of your neck will start tingling.
Yeah,
because somebody fixed to die.
Mm-hmm. I will say, having watched Once Upon a Time in the West, unfortunately, it kind of goes downhill after the first 6 minutes.
That's really the peak of that movie.
I feel
like one of these movies y'all were talking about like 190 episodes ago, I was like, I'll bite. And like the first 10 minutes, I was like, I get it.
You got to give it.
And then the next 45, I was like, okay.
No, look, but the scene before that is better than that. I mean, when that guy catches that fly, he really caught that fly in that gun barrel.
Yeah.
He caught a fly on a pistol barrel. While they're filming this show.
Yeah.
And he put his finger.
He put his finger on him. Then stuck the barrel.
He had big eyes. Because he quit buzzing and he peered his finger out from the barrel. And you got to realize you can see that it's loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wants to look in the barrel and see if
the fly
is
still
there. And then when he realized he is, he just smiled.
He smiled. Hey, look, he smiled. He smiled and shook it and went. And you could hear.
Yeah.
So these are the guys that brought two too many horses.
Yeah.
Hey, getting in well for them.
That's right.
Ah, well, Jace, we always close. Thank you for coming, one, for episode 300. But we always close with a Bible verse if you have one.
Pick you one out.
I'll throw it to you if you have one that's on your mind as of late.
If not.
Well, I will. Look, in the spirit of Christmas.
Okay, like here we go.
And family. So I appreciate y'all letting me and Si promote our Christmas special.
Oh.
I want to read this Luke 24. And look, this is right after an appearance of Jesus post-resurrection where people didn't recognize him, these two guys. And they were at a table in verse 30 of chapter 24 in Luke. And it says, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Verse 31, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight. And the reason I'm reading that is in that moment, Jesus declared that we can be a family forever. I mean, he was resurrected,
yep,
and they recognized him. And what did he do? He had this interaction. So in the spirit of Christmas, Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well,
that's a good way to end it, boys.
Thank you for coming by. Episode 300 is in the books, y'all. Appreciate the love and support thus far, but we'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.